Trust. Last night I was driving from Harrisburg to Lewisburg, PA, a distance of about 80 miles. It was late. I was late, and if anyone asked me how fast I was driving, I'd have to plead the Fifth Amendment to avoid self-incrimination. Several times I got stuck behind a slow-moving truck on a narrow road with a solid white line on my left, and I was clenching my fists with impatience. At one point along an open highway, I came to a crossroads with traffic light. I was alone on the road by now, but as I approached the light, it turned red and I braked to a halt. I looked left, right, and behind me. Nothing. Not a car, no suggestion of headlights. But there I sat, waiting for the light to change, the only human being for at least a mile in any direction. Much later that night, after I'd met with a group in Lewisburg and had climbed into bed near midnight, the question of why I'd stopped for that light came to me. I think I stopped because it's part of a contract we all have with each other. It's not only the law, but it's an arrangement we have. And we trust each other to honour it. We don't go through red lights. Like most of us, I am more apt to be restrained from doing something bad by the social convention that disapproves of it than by any law against it. It's amazing that we ever trust each other to do the right thing, isn't it? And we do, too. Trust is our first inclination. We have to make a deliberate decision to mistrust someone or to be suspicious or sceptical. Those attitudes don't come naturally to us. It's a damn good thing, too, because the whole structure of our society depends on mutual trust, not distrust. This whole thing we have going for us would fall apart if we didn't trust each other most of the time. We do what we say we'll do. We show up when we say we'll show up. We deliver when we say we'll deliver. And we pay when we say we'll pay. We trust each other in these matters, and when we don't do what we've promised, it's a deviation from the normal. It happens often that we don't act in good faith, but we still consider it unusual. I was so proud of myself for stopping for the red light that night.